When you know and see somebody is on their own,
yeah.
you call them fucking over. You say, hey, how are you? You want to drink with us? Yeah. You make them feel welcome. And I've always made sure that that's... And you know who exhibits this behavior the best? Who I've been so fucking impressed by? Big Fatty.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the man is a fucking saint with this fucking behavior because he can identify it right away.
Yeah.
I have been with that man on more than one privileged occasion and seen him do it. He sees somebody, he goes, you... You're fucking alone. We're not. We're all together. You're coming to be, you know. Yeah. And I thought, that is awesome. That is exactly the behavior I want to exhibit.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of guy I want to be around.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why more gay men aren't making that effort to do that.
I know.
To make sure that people feel welcome in those spaces and don't throw the vitriolic hate around. Look at that guy coming in and he thinks he's, you know, what the fuck? Why would you create that kind of atmosphere?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have been with that man on more than one privileged occasion.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2624 of the BFO for Thursday the 15th of February 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some way. Big Fatty, I've got to go. It's half price candy day. Yes! Hello! Discount coupon half prices. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your half price discount couponers today, because y'all, that VD candies, they're on sale. And y'all, they ain't nothing. Just because it's in a heart shaped box doesn't mean that it's not good candies. Big Fatty, you can say that again. But y'all, just be Big Fatty. We've got a. We've got a full little show today, y'all, we're gonna start it off with this. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, I'm gonna see y'all today! Today, yes, Big Fatty, the day after all that fucking, Big Fatty, such language, Sam in the hinterlands will be taken aback, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Julie will be taken aback, Julie's not gonna be taken aback, Big Fatty, ain't none of them gonna be taken aback. We have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I met this young man, many years ago, up there in the, Washington, D.C.'s, when I had a little meet and greet up there, y'all, he's, formerly of the Dangerous and Love a little show. Y'all, it's that Zachary.
Yes, Big Fatty, we love Zachary.
Y'all, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I've met him also. Y'all, it was, I think it was at a Good Days. Is that right? I don't know. Is that right?
Big Fatty, we don't remember.
I'll hear about this one. Y'all, it is none other than Jimmy Baez, husband Steve. Yes, Big Fatty.
Jimmy Baez, you're going to have to help me remember that. Did I meet y'all at a Good Days? Big Fatty.
Y'all, if you see Zachary or Steve or Jimmy Bear on the 20 or the Facebook, Big Fatty, they may be out getting the half-price candies. It's true, they may be. Y'all, wish them
a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
See y'all on VD in the Villa Melbrox. Y'all, that was a cat, and it arrived on VD. And y'all, it's from that Moose P. And yes, Big Betty, he's retired and has all the time in the world to send cats. It's true. And y'all, we're just gonna open it up right now and see what we got here. And y'all, while I'm opening it up, I might just mention that my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future, posted over there after hearing yesterday's little show, and me give him a verbal spanking. He wrote on the BFO, "Oh shit, happy VD." And then my Northeast straight boyfriend Dan, he chimed in also, and he says, "But I did call you, and y'all, I do have a voice letter from Dan, but we'll play them in the order they're received." Yes, Big Betty, so he'll get to hear it. So what about St. Patrick's Day, something like that? But y'all, the card from Moose P, y'all, is it's a black heart. And it says, "You know the way to my heart." And y'all, you open it up and it says, "Turn south at the pants." Big Fatty, he's vulgar. And it says, "I'm sure your pants will be off early." Big Fatty, happy VD, Moose. Moose, that is as vulgar as they come. And y'all, that is a Hallmark card. That is a Hallmark card. Big Fatty, Hallmark. They have become as vulgar as you, Moose. I love it. I absolutely love it. Big Fatty, you would love it. I will say there have been no VD week gentlemen callers. Big Fatty, you were getting some nudges from one on the dating sites when you were doing your nipple walk earlier. It's true, y'all. When I got home from the coal mine on hump day, y'all, I went directly on a nipple walk, and then I came in and recorded a little bit later than normal, but I wanted to get my nipple walk in. Yes, Big Fatty, and so y'all, yes, Big Fatty, the special chair, and finally I couldn't deal with it and nipple walk at the same time, so nipple walk won out. Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you, Big Fatty, you were not prepared. I wasn't prepared. You hear that? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, as I do, during my lunch hour on hump day, y'all, by the way, there were all these people walking around the Von's East today. Y'all, there must have been a fire or something, because they all have these little smudges of smoke, of ashes on their forehead. I wanted to take one of those, you know, those wipes that you get when you go in the Von's East and just rub their forehead. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all, it was a madhouse. They were buying the candies and the flowers and the balloons and everything. Y'all, I bought a tube of toothpaste. Big Fatty, gotta take care of those teethies. It's true. Y'all, it was on sale, and I had a coupon. Y'all, I got the 3-pound package of the ground chuck. Y'all, I decided I was gonna make me some Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Got me an onion for that. Got me a bell pepper for that. Y'all, I'm gonna try the squash and zucchini spirals that you use that instead of pasta. I'm gonna try that, Y'all, they had the good frozen vegetable antioxidant blends on sale, so I got a couple of those. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, the bag solids were buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, the country ham bigfitty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T, was on sale. Got that. Y'all, they had the frozen scrimps, scrimp scampi. Buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon. I'm going to use that with squash. Anyway, y'all got me some sliced mushrooms. Y'all got me some soft scrub. Yes, Big Freddy, wet cleanup. Y'all got me some sliced mushrooms. I got some shaved Parmesan cheese. Y'all, I was out of... singles cheese. I put those on my breakfast muffin sometimes. Y'all, they had the crumbled blue cheese on sale. Brand Frosty wanted me to get that. Y'all, and I got a can of crushed tomatoes. Y'all, I spent. Oh, and I got a grilled chicken Caesar salad for my lunch. Y'all, I spent $55.53, but I saved $29.56. Yes, Big Betty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. Hi, Squeaky Kitty. It's Francie. And I have a... so-so question for the so-so question contest.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
My question is, do sandwiches or sandwiches taste better when they're cut corner to corner in triangles or cut in half and you have two rectangles? That's it. Have a nice day. Thank you for taking my call. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Francie. You know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumal Show. And Francie, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Lovely to hear from you, Big Freddy. And we cannot forget Digger's totally original, never heard before bumper. Oh, of course not. And Francie, I'm sure you can appreciate the skill that goes into these bumpers that Digger does. And and Francie, this question absolutely is right up there with the so-so, as one of the so-soiest. Big Freddy, the so-soiest? I don't know. It's definitely so-so, Big Freddy. Frankly, Francie, Big Freddy, frankly, Francie, Big Freddy, it sounds like a new segment on the Mr. Tim Kumal Show, frankly, Francie, it is, the only sandwich that needs to be cut specially, you know, Big Fatty usually doesn't even cut it, but the only sandwich that has to be cut specially is the club sandwich. Now, y'all, I don't know why a club sandwich is cut into triangles, but it's a club sandwich is always cut into four triangles. Big Fatty, perhaps somebody can goggle it and let us know. Well, Dr. Stone certainly got time. Big Fatty, be nice.
Hey, Fart Pants, here's a mediocre question. Remember when you were just 37 years old and toasters were new back in the old age, Stone Age, whenever toasters became new? And remember you used to have to put a slice of toast in one side of the toaster for it to operate, but you don't now? Why was that?
Yeah, Garcia, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. We'll be able to hear your voice live down there at the Pride 48. I hear you already beginning to get your what are you trying to get? Big Fatty, we don't know what she's trying to get, but she's getting it. Big Fatty, are you drunk? No, I'm not, but I should be the way I'm talking. Big Fatty, you can say that again. No, I'm not Big Fatty. Miss Bacon, absolutely. Absolutely a so-so question, and the answer to this question is quite obvious. I can't even believe that you even axe it. Miss Bacon, why the hell would you use a toaster now if you didn't put a piece of bread in a toaster when it was invented, and if you won't toast now, you gotta put a piece of bread in it also. So I don't know why the hell you would not even put a piece of bread in a toaster to use it. Big Fatty, what good is a toaster if you're not gonna use it? I got nothing. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, hey, it's old Crooked Hat, Adam, and I'm driving to work, and I thought I would call and give you a so-so question. I want to know, when I scratch my balls or my asshole, why do I always sniff my fingers? Okay. Bye, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is old Crooked Hat himself. That's that Adam Burns. And Adam, two hands on the wheel, so don't be scratching nothing down there. 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock. And first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from one of the founders of the Pride 48. And Adam, absolutely. Absolutely, if there's ever been a so-so question, this is a so-so question. And Adam, it's so obvious. It is so. I just can't even believe that you've asked this. It's just so obvious why when you scratch your nether regions, you get down there and your junk and your trunk, and your booty, and it's because you can, Blanche. It's because you can. Oh dear Gussie, y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty, it's Half Price Candy Day. It's true. Big Ricky was glad that I reminded him of that. Y'all went out to VD dinner Tuesday night with Durwood and Granny. And y'all, Durwood took us to VD dinner. And so, Durwood, thank you again for all that. It was just as nice as he could be. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Underpants show. And y'all, evidently, they'll be coming back soon as they start feeling better. And Urban Guy T.O., how are you feeling about that?
I have been with that man on more than one privileged occasion.
Oh, I hope you didn't scratch his balls or his butt and smell it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.